Welcome to English Reading by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books and talk about them. I hope you enjoy the show with me. I'm Hidemi Woods. I'll read one episode from my book, An Old Tree in Kyoto. This episode is called Christmas Party. It's about one Christmas party that my grandfather took me to. Christmas Party. My late grandfather liked to go out and often wanted to take me with him when I was little. Although I didn't like to go out with him, I couldn't say so because he was a tycoon in my family. There were two reasons why going out with him wasn't fun. One was because I was tense all the time being with him, who used to be very strict. The other was because he sometimes took me to weird places such as the porn movies or betting ticket office. So, when he said to me, "Let's go to a Christmas party together one day before Christmas," I sighed and felt dismal. It wasn't common in Japan to have a Christmas party back then, and I couldn't imagine what it was like. It sounded shady enough since the offer came out from my grandfather. Of course, I didn't say no and left for the party with him. The site was a small place looking like a community center. Several men were busy working in and out of the place. One of them spotted my grandfather in front of the building and greeted joyfully. He seemed so happy to have us. My grandfather was the head of a local senior citizen club, and it turned out to be the club party. We arrived before the party officially started, but he led us inside. We were handed party hats and told to put on. The small hall was dark and had pretty Christmas decorations and music. There were a few snack stands, and we were given tickets for the snack. Just for two of us, they worked in a hurry and let us know when the snack was ready one by one. While people working there and my grandfather were all cheerful, I was cautious and sit tight because everything was totally new for me. I had never seen grown-ups having a Christmas party, had never put on a party hat, had never been suggested dancing, and had never seen my strict grandfather in such a good mood. We left when other guests began to show up. It was a sort of handmade party, and not a gorgeous one. But unexpectedly, it was the best Christmas party I could remember. That was one and the only Christmas party I went to with my grandfather. Maybe my first Christmas party outside home, because I was really little when this happened. About when I was 4 or 5 years old, my grandfather bought me the Christmas tree, the first Christmas tree in the family. We had never had one before, until my grandfather bought for me at the department store. It was evening, and my grandfather liked to go out and often went out. And as usual, he came home alone. And before he entered the house, he dropped by where my room was. In my house, there used to be two residential houses in our premise. One was the main building, the main house, and the other was close to the gate, and small one. And my parents and my sister and I used the small lodge-like house room beside the gate. And my grandparents lived and slept in the main house. And before entering the main house, my grandfather dropped by the small room of my parents, and he knocked the door, and my father opened, and he stood there with a big rectangular beautiful box in his arms, and he called me, and he handed that big huge box to me and said, "This is the Christmas tree." And I didn't know what it was. And he explained what the Christmas tree is. He said, "The Christmas tree is something to celebrate a great man of abroad who is called Mr. Christ. And with this tree, we all celebrate Mr. Christ." To be clear, I have to say to all of you, my grandfather wasn't Christian. He was a Buddhist, and he didn't know about Christianity at all. And the neighborhood I used to live in, and the area my house stood at, was really, really rural, and nobody back then knew about Christmas. And was long before Christmas got on the commercialism in Japan. So Christmas was far from familiar from everybody. And probably my grandfather bought the tree as a toy for his grandchild. That was me. He didn't know the meaning or the purpose or anything. But when he handed the tree to me, he said, "I chose the biggest tree for you at the department store. This tree was the biggest one at the department store, and the first one in the entire neighborhood. Nobody in this neighborhood owns the tree called the Christmas tree. So you are the first one who got the Christmas tree," he said. Although he bragged the biggest tree at the department store, the tree was merely 3 feet tall. But it was surely the biggest toy I had ever had. So the Christmas tree, my first Christmas tree, was introduced to my grandfather. And also my first Christmas party was introduced to my grandfather. Why my late grandfather liked the Christmas so much, that was a mystery. I still can't figure it out. At that time, we maybe never had a Christmas party as our common practice. It wasn't. It wasn't common at all. And even when I saw it on TV or something, it was just for kids, not for adults. So the Christmas party that I went to with my grandfather was such an interesting experience for me, because a child was only me, and others were all adults, but they seriously celebrated or were prepared to celebrate Christmas. So it seemed so weird for me as a child. But they were all cheerful and looked so happy, and they behaved like big children. And I had never seen adults behave like that. So I still vividly remember that party. That was one of few, or the only, memories, good memories, that I shared with my grandfather. Although my grandfather took me to many various places, but it was probably the only one I had fun. I enjoyed it. Maybe it was one of the reasons I love Christmas so much. I still love Christmas. And I wonder, this experience of the Christmas party influenced me at that degree. I don't know, but maybe it influenced me, because I weirdly love Christmas to this day. I can say I almost live for Christmas and spend the rest of the year just for Christmas. It sounds like my main purpose is spending Christmas. But it's not far from truth. So I can't see Christmas over. It's so hard for me to see Christmas end. So I persistently protest for Christmas to be over. And every year I keep Christmas decorations and the Christmas tree put up until the end of February. But by the end of February, dust accumulates over the ornaments and decorations. And when I see it, I reluctantly accept Christmas was over. And really, while sobbing a little, I reluctantly pack away my Christmas tree, almost weeping. But still, that Christmas party with my grandfather was the best thing I had in the Christmas time. I hope you enjoyed this episode too. Join me again. Thanks for listening. I'm Hitemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook: The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hitemi Woods, on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.